الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد, in continuation of our book, عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen رحمه الله. The Sheikh went on and said, after his muqaddimat, he said, Aqidatuna, our creed. We have explained what does it mean to say Aqidah. We explained that Aqidah is what the mind of an individual affirms. Ma aqad alayhi al-qalbu wal-dhamir. What the mind affirms, what the inner self affirms. So as Muslims who stick to the Sunnah, or who desire and will to stick to the Sunnah, the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, and that of the companions radiallahu anhum, these are our creed. So the Imam said, Aqidatuna, our creed, al-Iman billah, وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره. The Sheikh said, our creed, our aqeedah is al-Iman billah, is to have belief in Allah. In other words, having understood the meaning of aqidah, we affirm inside our heart and our subconscious affirms it also that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa malaikatihi. We also believe in the angels of Allah. Wa malaikatihi, and he angels. وَكُتُبِهِ, we affirm, we attest belief in the books revealed by Allah. وَرُسُلِهِ, we affirm belief in the messengers that we have sent by Allah. وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, we affirm belief right in our subconscious regarding the day called the Qiyam al-Akhir, the last day. The last day here meaning the day of judgment. Wal Qadr, we affirm belief in pre-adjournment or pre-decree as you would want. Khairihi, the good of it, the good of pre-adjournment, wa sharrihi, or the evil of it. Don't forget. Khairihi wa sharrihi, will come back to it. Go hold it on your hand. It has to do with us. It does not have to do with Allah. Everything that Allah preordains is good. Everything that Allah predecrees is good. It is with respect to we, the creature, that we find some palatable, suitable for us, and we find some of that unsuitable for us. Because even what we consider as unsuitable, if we understand the wisdom behind it, we will actually know that it is actually suitable for us. Let me quickly give us an example and come back to the book. 80 people are to travel in an airplane, in a plane, from Brazil to Colombia. Some of them were dropped as unfit players. You have to play in the final match. Some were said to be, oh, you are not fit for this match. When they were dropped, how did they fit? Is that fair or sharp? Because it is from the Aqdar of Allah that they are dropped. Everything that occurs in the universe is from the preordainment of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they were dropped as unfit, is it fair or sharp? Sharp. With respect to him. At that time, because he lacked the knowledge of the future, if he knew the future, he will know that that thing he referred to as sharr is actually what? Khair. So khairihi wa sharrihi, have it on your hand. It's with respect to our own considerations. Other than that, everything that Allah preordained is faith. So aqidatuna, what we believe, what we affirm, is al-imanu billahi, belief in Allah. We shall come back to this. The method employed by Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, ulama refer to him as at-ta'atil qabla tafriya. At-ta'atil, establishing the foundation qabla tafriya, before the branches. The entirety of this book is based on these six things. And here he is mentioning them all. So he's doing a ta'atil, establishing the foundation, and then he will make a tafriya. He will pick each of these issues and expatiate on them. You can also refer to it as al-ijmal summa tafsir. Ijmal, make the matter in summary. These days we write thesis. What do we put at the beginning of the thesis? Beginning of thesis? Abstract. So when the abstract is read, you can even do away with the entirety of the book. And when ulama teach us how to read a book, they say this is how to do a book. Read the muqaddimah, read the name of the book, be familiar with it. Read the name of the author, be familiar with the author. Read his muqaddimah. Some even say before reading the muqaddimah, go to the table of contents to be familiar. What are those things they have included? You come back to the muqaddimah. But the best is to read the muqaddimah first. In the muqaddimah, he will mention why he wrote the book, what he intends to achieve with the book, some of the things he has mentioned in the book, and all of these. Then you go to the fihri, table of contents, to study the book. When you do these three things, you have the summary of the book with you, mujmala. You have the book with you, and then you make a tafsir. You go into the book, and then you begin to open the page for page, chapter for chapter, and the rest. So what the Shaykh has done here is what? Al-Ijmal Summa Tafsir. He has made Ijmal. The Mujmalu Aqidat Ahli Sunnah al-Jama'ah is what? Al-Imanu Billahi wa Malaikatihi wa Kutubihi wa Rusulihi wal Yawm al-Akhiri wal Qadari Khairihi wa Sharrihi. This is the entirety of Aqidah. Brother, Aqidah Yahuda, he has bad Aqidah. What do you mean? You are talking about one of these six things. Either as asal or as fasl, either mujmalan as a matter, mujmal, whole, like disbelief in Qadr. If the son disbelieved in Qadr, like Ma'bad al-Juhani, he did not believe in Qadr, that Allah preordained him, Allah knew. He says Allah does not know a thing until it occurs. He says Allah did not write anything down. This is disbelief in Qadr. This is asal of Qadr. You disbelieve in it, mujmala. There may be aspect issues here and there that will serve as subsidiary to these matters. So mujmalu aqidat ahli sunnah al-jama'ah is what? Al-imanu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawm al-akhir wal qadar khairihi. This is what Shaykh did with this fourth paragraph, rahimahullah. Then he came to al-imanu billah, tafsilan, by way of explaining in details now. He says, فَنُؤْمِنُ بِرُبُوبِيَّتِهِ يعني فَنُؤْمِنُ بِرُبُوبِيَّتِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Therefore, نُؤْمِنُ, we believe. Maybe we should discuss what does it mean to say I believe. What does it mean to say I believe? Because the Muslims are Muslims. Differ regarding what does it mean to say iman. Amantu, amana. We say imanu billah, believe in Allah. This Allah mentioned in this sentence, al-imanu billah, believe in Allah. Allah is the article in which the belief is had. What does belief itself mean? Do we get this question? Al-Iman Billah means Al-Iman Billah. Two things. Belief in Allah. What does belief mean? What does it mean to say, I believe? Ulama have discussed this matter extensively because some of the people differ with the people of Iman regarding, with the people of Sunnah regarding what does Iman mean? Like the Murji'ah. But before that, an Iman is, let's use the matter of Al-Imam al-Muzani. He says, وَالْإِيمَانُ قَوْلُهُ وَعْمَلُهُ. Iman is speech. Speech. The speech of the heart. If you want to say, I believe in Allah, your mind must be saying it, that I believe in Allah. Qawli. Your tongue must also be saying it, I believe in Allah. These two must conform. Your mind must be saying, I believe in Allah. Your tongue must be saying, I believe in Allah. Qawli. Yani qawlun bil qalbi wal lisan. So they say, وَالْإِيمَانُ قَوْلٌ قَوْلُ الْقَلْبِ وَقَوْلُ الْلِسَانِ. Iman is to say with the mind and say with the mouth. If you say with your mouth that I believe in Allah, and your mind does not say it is wrong, you have not believed in Allah, brother. For us to believe in Allah, our mind must be saying, the mind speak. Don't say, so they must speak Iman, Billah. The mouth, Lisan, your tongue, your mouth too must be saying it. Mubbala wa bagba. The heart must be saying Mubbala wa bagba. Likewise, the other aspect of Iman. Mubbala, but your mind must be saying it. Mubbala, but your mind must be saying it. Your mouth too must be saying it. There are implications. When the mouth says it, and then the heart does not say it, that is nifaq. Munafiq in here. Iman munafiq. Yaquluhu bi lisanihi, aw yaquluna bi afwahihim, ma laysa fihi qulubuhum. They will say in their heart, we believe. Nashhadu innaka la rasulullah. We come. They will even say shahada kukum, but his heart does not say it. This is the way of munafiqun. The other way around. Somebody must maybe say it in his heart, but he does not say it with his mouth. This is the way of Fir'aun. Fir'aun knew, not only knew, his heart affirmed that Allah sent Musa. Fir'aun was certain. He believed that Allah sent Musa, believed here meaning affirming in his heart. But he never said it with his mouth. Fir'aun, he knew Allah sent Musa alayhi salam. Allah told us in the Quran, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا أَنْزَلَ هَؤُلَاءِ إِلَّا رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَصَائِرِ. Musa said to him, Fir'aun, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ, certainly you know, O Fir'aun, مَا أَنْزَلَ هَؤُلَاءِ, all these signs that I have brought, nobody has brought them, إِلَّا رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, except the Lord of the heavens and earth. Basair, you are talking about it. وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا فِرْعَوْنُ مَسْبُورًا. But what I think of you is that أَلَّوِ بُرُكُنْ يَا فِرْعَوْنُ. May Allah protect us. From the signs of evil for an individual is to recognize the truth in his mind and never say it. May Allah protect us. This is the problem of Fir'aun. So it does not suffice to say, okay, in the Gagawa. Okay, Fir'aun, the Gagawa, Fir'aun, wa okutenu. Fir'aun did not speak Iman. That is his problem. So Iman, you can't say, I believe in Allah. This man believes inside my heart. Say it with your mouth too. In many circumstances, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhad, you say inside your mind. So your tongue in that circumstance will be informing us of what your heart conceals. So if you say, I believe in the day of Qiyamah, this is what it means. Your mind must say your love, your tongue must be. Al-Iman Qawlun, this is Qawl. Wa Amalun, Amal, Amalun Jawah. Your name must act Iman. How will a limb, your head, act Iman, for example? By prostrating to Allah alone in Salah. When you prostrate to Allah in Salah, you are acting Iman. Your body is believing. That's why in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah referred to Salah as Iman. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ Al-Mufassirun say, إِيمَانَكُمْ Iman here bil ijma refers to Salah. When he changed the Qibla, he says, Allah was not going to waste your Iman. Not that I want to waste your Salah. So Allah refers to Salah as what? Iman. So Iman is of the heart, of the tongue, and what? Of the knee. So when you say, I believe in the day of Qiyamah, your heart must be saying it, your tongue must be saying it, and then your actions must show it. Al-Iman bil-yawm al-akhir, your tongue must be saying it, your mind must say it and affirm it, and your actions must show it. This is to say, fanu'minu, we believe. We affirm belief in our heart, we say it with our mouth, and our limbs also show that iman. From that, our limbs show that iman is that we do not prostrate for an idol. It is from the limbs showing iman. It is from the limbs showing iman. So he says, Rahimahullah, we say it a lot, we don't ask for its name. This word iman, it has other characteristics, let's mention it, because it could be beneficial, inshallah. It says, فَالْإِيمَانُ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ مَا أَتِقَادِهِ بِالْجَنَانِ This is by way of expression, explaining قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ It says, قَوْلٌ بِاللِّسَانِ وَعَمَلٌ بِالْجَوَارِحِ وَالْأَرْكَانِ So قَوْل and عَمَل, they are together. The next thing about iman is that يزيد وينقص. Iman rises and falls. The man will be so conscious, affirming iman one morning, and another morning with him himself understand. I think the thing is down. يزيد. لكن يزيد بالطاعات. The more acts of worship, brothers and sisters, worship. The day you make qiyamul layl and you make it night, how do you feel the rest of the day? Wallahi, you feel nice. You make abka. Kind of like say today, mashallah. But the day you don't perform it, perhaps you slept until the sun rose. The subway was hasty. You are rushing to the office. How do you feel? So the more you perform good deeds, the more the iman rises. The lesser the good deeds, the lesser the iman. So some Muslims, some say they are Muslims. All of what we have said regarding iman are established in the Quran, the Sunnah, and the way that the companions. They say no. Iman is one single thing. So when you fail in it, the entirety of it is lost. No. When you fail in it, when the individual fails in iman, his iman drops. It does not, by one failure, committing a major sin, lose the entirety of iman. The Khawarij believe that. When the person lying is a major sin, they say he has lost the entirety of iman. Even common sense indicates that that is wrong. The text of the book and the sunnah are clear about that. The individual will go up and then he will come down. There are a lot of verses in the Quran that indicate ziyadat al-iman. وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ Yeah, lots of other verses in the Quran. So the more good deeds, more iman. Less good deeds, the iman goes down. He commits sin, the iman is getting worse and destroyed. Not that he becomes entirely destroyed and then he becomes a kafir by the day. Even though he affirms iman in Allah and his messenger. So this is not iman, the wrong perception of iman. Another wrong perception of iman is to feel that, okay, the other people say you can lose iman with one single major thing. We say that their position is wrong. When is iman wrong? When he commits sin, major sin, yes, his iman will drop. But he's still a Muslim. He can still give up his iman with good deeds. So we tend to say a person loses iman in its entirety by committing one major sin. A person commits zina in the opinion of the Kharijiyya, of the Khawarij. He commits the major sin, he's a kafir by the day. So they say, oh, his blood is halal and his wealth is halal. That is the opinion of those people you see killing and bombing Muslims. Because they think that every Muslim who commits a major sin is a kafir. So they don't consider them as Muslims. It's a major problem in this generation. And it has always been a problem since time. They think once you commit a sin, major, his blood is halal, the property is halal, he has become a kafir, you will not perform salah for him if he dies, and he will not be buried in the burial ground of Muslims. May Allah protect us. The wrong perception of what iman is. The other opposite to that is the position of Ahlul Irja. Those who say, no matter how a person commits sin, it does not increase or reduce his iman. Whether you perform good deeds, it does not increase your iman. Whether a person commits sin, it does not reduce his iman. The iman is static. So for them, like Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen said in his Sharh of Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyya, Abu Bakr ibn Siddiq radiallahu anhu, an iman that just walked out of a brothel after drinking alcohol, they are the same in their iman. This view is not only rejected by the text of the book and the sunnah, simple common sense also does what? Reject it. But the position of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, like we said from the beginning, is that iman rises and falls. So your disposition to Allah and His injunction will rise, and it may come down. It may rise and it may come down based on the kinds of deeds that the individual performs. So the Shaykh said, Rahimahullah, فَنُؤْمِنُ بِرُبُوبِيَّةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. We affirm belief in the rububiyya of Allah. Rububiyya means Allah being our Lord. We believe inside us, we say it in our mouth, and our actions show that Allah is our Lord. He says, فَنُؤْمِنُ بِرُبُوبِيَّةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Therefore, we believe in Allah being our Lord, Allah being our Rabb. It says, "Ay," that is to say, بِأَنَّهُ الرَّبُّ, that we affirm that Allah is our Rabb, the Rabb. For many years, I have had to consciously reject the translation of Rabb to mean Lord. The word Lord is too empty to translate and carry the meaning of the word Rabb. That word Rabb is with Allah in the Quran. What did he say? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. This word Rabb, it is not correct to render it as Lord. Why? We will see it now. The Sheikh said, Rahimahullah, فَنُؤْمِنُ بِرُبُوبِيَّةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَيْ بِأَنَّهُ الرَّبُّ, that Allah is our Rabb, the Lord, if you choose, but the Rabb, the Rabb, الْخَالِقُ, the Creator. These are the meanings of the word Rabb now. We are explaining what does it mean to say Rabb, الرَّبْ. الرَّبْ is الْخَالِقُ, the one who created all things. الْمَلِكُ, the king. Surah Al-Fatiha is also read as مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. إذن سي الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين كتب مالك مالك they are both correct but مالك has a greater meaning than مالك and Allah is the two سبحانه وتعالى مالك is the king the sovereign مالك is someone who owns something. Somebody may own a thing but it does not have power and authority that the king has. But everything, all things, every malik is malik. But not every malik can be a malik. Not every owner of something can be a king, sovereign, supreme. But everyone who is the supreme necessarily owns something. So it is better said Malik. Malik Yawmiddin. Even though Allah is both Malik and Malik, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Allah is Ar-Rabb, meaning He is Al-Khaliq, the Creator. He is Al-Malik, He owns all. And He is sovereign over us. We will believe all of these in our hearts and affirm them. We will say them and act upon them. Allah is our creator. Allah is our owner and He is sovereign over us. Al-Mudabbir. Allah is Al-Mudabbir, the disposer of every affair. He says, Mudabbir al-Amra min al-Sama'i ila al-Ard. From above the heavens, He disposes the affair of every creature. Allah created all things. Allah khaliqu kulli shay'in. Allah is the creator of all things. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wakeel. And He is in charge of the affairs of every creature. Every creature. So, those ants in the bush, Allah knows them all. He created them all. He is in charge of their affairs. Everything that you see and you don't see, how many will it be that Allah created? We cannot imagine it. It's beyond imagination. So how is it? He created them and He disposes their affairs, all of us. Those of us here and everyone, everywhere, anywhere, anytime. Allah created them, He is their Khaliq, He is their Malik, He is their Mudabbir. He is their creator. He is their owner. He owns them. And then He discharges their affairs. Li jamil umur of all affairs. Presidents of countries become tired of the affairs of the people of that country. Leaders of families become tired of the affairs of the family. And even at that, they don't control every affair of the people. If a person is the president of 200 million people, he does not control how we blink our eyes. He does not control how we see. He does not control how we sleep. He does not control how we breathe. He does not control how we visit the lavatory. Because those are from the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the individual is unable to visit a lavatory today, tomorrow, by next tomorrow you have to visit a hospital. Yes, Allah is in charge of all these affairs. Our digestion, our breathing, all of it, dear brothers and sisters, they are in the hands of Ar-Rahman. He controls them, He owns them, He gives us what we see and what we cannot see. When our eyes begin to have defects, when they don't have defects, when everything for each of us, not just we human beings, and then every other creature, every animal, subhanAllah, even the trees, their affairs, their control is in the hands of Allah. A farmer can put into the ground 1,000,000 grains of maize. How each of these grains will grow up to become yeast, and then the grains of maize that will be harvested All of these affairs are controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How then do we affirm to say Rabb means Lord? Lord only affirms, explains ownership. It does not describe the entirety of all of these. And then, from his disposing our affairs, is that he is the one that will kill each of us at the time that he has approved for each of us. Allah will take our lives one after the other. And is aware of the times of each of us. If we have 7-10 billion people on earth, the times of their creation, when they came out of the wombs of their mothers, their affairs from that age until whenever Allah says their time on the earth is reached, they are under the control of Allah. He disposes their affairs. Rabbul Alameen. This is the meaning of Rububiyyah. And nobody has denied Rububiyyah except Firaun. May Allah protect us. Even Shaitan, he affirms belief in the Rububiyyah of Allah. He says, Rabbi, fa'anzirni ila yawmi yubathun. My Lord, Rabb, if you like. But I say Rabb, Lord is too small to describe who Rabb is. So Firaun rejected Rububiyyah, but Shaitan affirmed Rububiyyah. He wanted to ask Allah for something, to say, Rabbi, fa'anzirni ila yawmi, my Lord. So ulama say except Fir'aun, and even in the case of Fir'aun, he knew inside him that he was not Rabb. So when he says, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, he knew he was lying. SubhanAllah. Fir'aun knew he was lying. So nobody ever truly rejected that Allah is Rabbul Alameen. So he started with this in his book. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Al-Alameen means the entirety of the world, the ocean, the river, the trees, the animals, living and unliving. Allahu Akbar. That is why ulama say if a person believes, even the mushrikun, they believe that Allah is Rabbul Alameen. Allah says, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ خَلَقَهُنَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ. When they are who created heaven and earth? Mushrikun. They say, Allah al-Aziz, the one powerful and able, created them. Al-Alim, most knowledgeable, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the one that made them. So if mushrikun affirm Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, let's stop at this. He said, وَنُؤْمِنُ بِأُلُوهِيَّةِ اللَّهِ. The Shaykh said, وَنُؤْمِنُ بِأُلُوهِيَّةِ اللَّهِ. We also believe in أُلُوهِيَّةِ اللَّهِ. We believe in Allah being the deity. نُؤْمِنُ بِأُلُوهِيَّةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. We believe in Allah being the deity. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hey, that is to say, بِأَنَّهُ الْإِلَهِ We believe that Allah is Al-Ilah, the deity, the one deserving worship, the only person that deserves Al-Ilah, the one that is absolutely deserving of worship is Allah. We are talking about what we must affirm in our hearts as Muslims. The only person, the only one that is deserving of worship is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it says, بِأَنَّهُ الْإِلَهُ الْحَقِّ يَعْنِ الْمَعْبُودُ بِحَقِّ. The one that is deserving of worship is Allah alone. وَكُلُّ مَعْبُودٍ سِوَاءُ بَاطِلٌ. كُلُّ مَعْبُودٍ سِوَاءُ بَاطِلٌ. And every thing that people worship besides Allah is null and void. Everything people worship besides Allah is null and void. So if you see Onishangu, you should affirm in your heart the nullity. It is nullity. you see a lawyer, you must affirm in your heart that it is for you. If you see Oloke Ibadan, you must believe that it is there. It must be enshrined in your mind. So if you find somebody doing something, you must believe that this. Why? ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه الباطل. That is because certainly أن الله الله هو الحق. It's certainly the truth. وأن ما تدعون من دونه الباطل. Every other thing that the people worship besides Allah is null and void. It will not bring any benefit to them, neither can it take away any harm from them. This is uluhiyya, and it is tawheed uluhiyya that has been the major concern of Anbiya al-Rusul. Because the people are not people who created you, Allah. Who is providing for you, Allah? Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Utaymi rahimahullah, in his shout of Usul Salat, he said it is fair to some people that Allah feeds everybody. So they do. I feed my family. I eat. They ask them, that grain you eat, who made it to grow? The grain of rice, late rice, who made it grow? Who made it grow? Allah. So who is feeding you? If you put it in the ground, can you bring it on top of the soil? You have the power to put the grain in the earth, but can you bring it out? Can you bring it out? Can you bring the growth? Can you cause the growth of the plant? So who is feeding you? Allah. So it is this one who has rububiyya that has the right to uluhiyya. That's why ulama say the dalil for uluhiyya is rububiyya. The fact that he created you, he takes care of you, he will kill you, he will rise it up, is in charge of your affairs and all of you. You don't argue this one. So tell him. In Al-Baqarah, Allah says, Ya ayyuhanna, O people, ittaqullaha alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum, i'budullaha. Ya ayyuhanna, i'budullaha alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqun. He says, اعبد الله worship Allah. Give ibadah to Allah alone. Why? Allah is Allah. He created you. So why should Allah create you? And you want to direct worship to something that did not create you? There are so many reasons a Muslim cannot be a Christian. A Muslim being a Christian, it should never happen. Being a Christian means affection to a human in Christ. And then Christ did not create you. So why do you ascribe yourself to him and direct worship to something that did not create you? A Muslim sensible cannot go back to Christianity. May Allah protect us. وَنُؤْمِنُ بِأُلُوهِيَّةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. We believe that Allah alone is deserving of worship. Hey, that is to say, بِأَنَّهُ الْإِلَهُ الْحَقُّ. That Allah is the only deity that is the truth. وَكُلُّ مَعْبُودٍ سِوَاهُ بَاطِلٌ. And that everything that is worshipped besides Allah is null and void. That is the second category of Tawheed. Al-Imanu Billah, the Shaykh is now explaining. It has rububiyya and it has what? Uluhiyya. The third aspect of Al-Imanu Billah. He said, wa nu'minu bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi. And then we affirm belief bi asma'ihi in his name, وَصِفَاتِهِ and his attributes are. So Allah has named. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has named and then he has attributes. تمہیں کون فن لگتا ہے؟ As creatures, we have names and attributes. A person's name may be Ahmad, and from his attributes, he is tall, he has two eyes, he has a mouth, he has beard. All these are what? Attributes. But we can say regarding this man's attributes, because we see him, we see that Ahmad. Perhaps we were there when he was named Ahmad. So the difference is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not see him, he is ghaib to us subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he brought us to existence. So he will tell us his name, and then he will tell us his attributes. Because we don't see him. We don't have any knowledge of him, except what he tells us about himself. And so it will not be appropriate to think out names for him. It will not also be appropriate to think out a look for him to tell him. So the Shaykh said, let's come back to this. We are coming back to all of these issues, bismillah. He says, wa nu'minu bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi. We believe in Allah's name, not one name. He is Allah. He is also what? Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. We'll come back to this issue, bismillah. Asma'ihi means his name, wa sifatihi, his attributes. I have given us how we can understand a name different from attributes. He says, hey, the meaning of this is the annahu. We believe that Allah, lahul asma'ul husna, Allah has the beautiful name. The beautiful names are He, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beautiful names belong to Allah. وَالصِّفَاتُ الْكَامِلَةُ الْعُلْيَا and الصِّفَاتُ attributes الْكَامِلَةُ that are perfect, perfect attributes الْعُلْيَا they are lost. So Allah has beautiful names and what? Perfect, lofty attributes. Allah has beautiful names and that he has perfect, lofty attributes. Let's give you two things from here. He has name and he has attributes. Meaning that when we say those attributes are kamilatul uliya, sifatul kamilatul uliya, that his sifat are kamila, they are perfect, and they are uliya, they are lofty, it means we must not describe Allah with sifat. Attributes that are not ghayru kamila, they are not perfect, and they are not what uliya, they are not lost. So this tawheed affirms loftiness, affirms perfection for Allah's attributes. So everything that has to do with imperfection, everything that has to do with deficiency, this tawheed rejected regarding Allah. Meaning that in Tawheedul Asma'i wa Sifat, we will be affirming for Allah what He affirms for Himself as name or as what? Attribute. And we'll be rejecting what He rejects regarding Himself. And then in addition to that, everything that is known clearly to be imperfection and inadequacy, we must reject it regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh said, wa nu'minu bi asma'ihi, we believe in Allah's name, wa sifatihi and his attributes. That is to say, bi annahu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taqi lahu asma'ul husna, these are the beautiful names. وَالصِّفَاتُ الْكَامِلَةُ الْعُلْيَا and his, to him belongs الصِّفَات attribute الْكَامِلَةُ that are perfect and holy and lofty. It's a very wide area in Aqidah. Al-Imam al-Bayhaqi has an entire book on al-Asmar wa-Sifat and others
Like as Imam Shinkriti Rahimahullah also has a book on Sifatullah. Many others have written on Asma'ullah wa Sifat. Allah's name and his attributes. Let's discuss a matter quickly here, because inshallah it will be beneficial to us. We said that Allah, He has the best beautiful name, was referred to Kabilatul Ulia, and the attributes that are perfect and lofty. One of the A'imma, Al-Imam Al-Muzani, he gave in his book, Shaykh Al-Sunnah, none of Al-Barbahan. Al-Imam Al-Muzani is far before Barbahan. Al-Imam Al-Muzani is from the students of Al-Imam Al-Shafi, Abu Ibrahim Al-Muzani. And he was one of those who imparted the knowledge of Imam Al-Shafi to the Ummah. So Al-Imam Al-Muzani, he has Shaykh Al-Sunnah before Barbahan. Over 200-300 years between the two of them, between Al-Muzani and Al-Barbahan. Al-Imam Al-Muzani, his younger sister is the mother of Al-Imam Al-Sahawi Abu Jafar, who wrote at Al-Aqidah Al-Sahawiyah. So it's far amongst the early Muslims, Al-Imam Al-Muzani. He qualified something for us that we can easily with it understand Tawheed Al-Asma' wa Sifat. He said, Rahimahullah, وَنَعْتُهُ وَصِفَاتُهُ كَامِلَاتٌ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقَاتٍ. He says, Allah's na'at, Allah's attributes, وَصِفَاتُهُ, and those things that He describes Himself with. He said, they are كَامِلَاتٌ, like Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen said, they are perfect. So, غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقَاتٍ, they are not created. Allah's attributes are not created. Allah is the creator. And the attributes are connected to the individual, so the nouns that make those attributes. So if Allah is not created, and He is not created, is the creator, why should the attributes of the creator become created? We are created beings. So if I laugh, my laughter is the laughter of what? A creature. And it is therefore a created thing by Allah. If I look, I am a creature. So my looking is an action that the creator created. Because Allah is khaliqu kulli shay. Wallahu khaliqu kulli sari'in wa ma qala'a. The Messenger said, alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah created every dua and what He does. So every you and what you do are creatures of Allah. So the creatures, their attributes are created. The attributes of the creatures are created. But the attributes of the creator are not created. Because the attributes must be ascribed to the noun that brings the attributes. So the Imam said, Rahimahullah, wa na'atuhu, Allah's attributes, wa sifatuhu, and then what He describes Himself with. Firstly, there was kamila. The second one He said was ghayru makhluqat, they are not created. Although we come back to this issue, let me quickly go back to it. Kalamullah. Allah's speech is from the attributes of Allah. And He said, the actions must be attributed to the nouns that produce them. This statement you are hearing is a statement of a creature. It's an attribute of a creature, made by a creature. So this speech, what I'm saying now, is created. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. So His speech is His attribute, and it is connected to Him, it is not created. Ikhwah, hold this point seriously. Because it is from the faith you have to believe deep down your mind. So it says, وَنَعْتُهُ وَصِفَاتُهُ, Allah's attributes and those things with which He is described, they are كَامِلَاتٌ.
غير مخلوقات. They are perfect, كاملاتٌ غير مخلوقات. They are not created. He says, they are دائماتٌ. دائماتٌ, they are everlasting. All the attributes of Allah are everlasting. Allah has full knowledge of all things. There will not be a time that Allah does not know. Allah sees, subhanahu. There will not be a time that He will not see. Allah leads. There will not be a time that He will stop living. Whatever stops living can then not be Allah. If something dies, it cannot be God. Allah, His attributes are daimat. They are everlasting with Him, subhanahu. Number four, azaliyat. They are ageless. That is, they've always ever been with Him. Allah has always ever been a creator before He created us. It is not because He created us that He now gains the name Creator. Allah has always ever been knowledgeable, with knowledge. So that's why He knows everything. Allah has always ever been alive. He is ever living. It is not like we were not living. هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا. Has it not been that there had been a time with human beings حين من الدهر, in a part of time, لم يكن شيئا مذكورا, he was not to be mentioned at all. Where was I 200 years ago? Where was I 50 years ago? Where was I 50 years ago? 50 here, 50. Don't say 100, 200. So we came into existence. Allah did not come into existence. He is ever living, subhanahu. Azaliyat. He is like that in all His attributes. So the Imam concluded and said, therefore, walaysat bi muhdathatin. His attributes are not newly invented. The attributes of Allah are not newly invented. He did not newly become knowing. He knew all things. What had happened, what will happen. We are coming back to them. We are only trying to explain the foundations. We are coming to the verses that will make this thing clear at Bismillah. So, وَنَعْتُهُ وَقِفَاتُهُ كَامِلَاتٌ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقَاتٍ دائماتٌ أزلياتٌ. Let's leave Tawheed al-Sifat like that. So we've discussed three aspects of Tawheed. We discussed the Rububiyyah of Allah, we discussed the Uluhiyyah of Allah, and then we discussed Al-Asma of Allah and His Word and His Sifat. Some young people now say, Afai Dewa, Hilary, Fitness or His Matter. He wants to call you a person of Bid'ah. Because if you go to the Kitab and Sunnah, the Quran and the Sunnah, you may not find Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat like this. As I said it like this, we did 13. So, earlier, Al-Imam Muhammad al-Amin al-Shaykhir, rahimahullah, in his book, Abwa'u al-Bayan fi Quran bil-Quran, says, هذا معروف باستقراء القرآن. باستقراء آيات القرآنية. When you sit down and study the verses of the Quran regarding the Tawheed. We will do some studies together, you will see it now. The Imam said this Tikra. His Tikra is when you study something, if a person has been an engineer for 50 years, let's say the civil engineer for 50 years, and then you construct a building like this, that this building will fall. If you ask him, how do you know that it will fall? He said he knew it with the ground. Not that they wrote it on it that it will fall. But based on the knowledge he has acquired over the years of painstaking study in that field and practice in that field, he can see a wall and say this wall is not standing well. I'm sure we know this in our various fields. A computer expert may see a program written by somebody, a young graduate. Quickly detect an error. This program will not run. If you give that paper to that same graduate 50 times, he may not detect it. If you give it to somebody in his level, he may not also detect it. So how did the person with 20 years working experience detect it? And the one with 1 year of NYSC service experience, he will not detect it. That knowledge of the experience over the inexperience is what is referred to in the sciences by Bula Matwa, istikra. But Imam al-Shinkiti says, with istikra of Quran. The next question is, that person is saying that he has istikra. Does he have the authority to claim istikra? Because somebody can go on Facebook now and say, no, with his own istikra. Who are you? How old are you? The ulama say one of the greatest scholars of tafsir in our times is Al-Imam Shinkiti. But I have come across two great scholars in our time who say to me they cannot interpret the Quran except properly they read Al-Adwal Bayan. They don't interpret the Quran except properly they first. What did Shinkiti say first? Because the ulama affirmed that he has istiqra tam with the Quran. So they quote him as an authority when he talks. Rahimahullah. The Imam said, it is known with the istiqra in the Quran that every verse of Quran that speaks about Tawheed is either talking about Tawheed al-Rububiyyah or Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah or Tawheed al-Asma'i wa Sifat. And the scholars recognize this istiqra from the branches of knowledge. The only people who will not understand it as from the aspects of knowledge is infants. It is there in every field. It is sense and known. It is not read in the book. May Allah protect us. So others who have said so, like Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, like Sheikh Salih Fawzan al-Fawzan, like Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abbas, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abbad even wrote a book regarding it. The evidences regarding the classification of Tawheed into three. He called the book. I brought it, unfortunately I didn't bring it here. I want our brothers, especially our younger brothers, to have and read this book. Very good book. He called it Al-Mukhtasar Al-Mufid, a beneficial summary. Fi bayani dalail aqsam al-Tawheed. This summary explains Aqsam al-Tawheed, the three categories of Tawheed, by Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abbas, one of the oldest scholars in the Masjid of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in Medina. Apart from istiqra, jara alayhi amal salaf al-salih. There is jariyan amal salaf al-salih on it. We are Ahlul Sunnah al-Jamaatu. Bismillah. So we also make a tiba. We also rely on what the Jama'ah say about what we want to do. So we ask, what did the early Muslims say about that? Have they also classified Tawheed into these three that you have mentioned? Say yes. Sheikh Abdul Muhsin in this book, he started from the time of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, Nu'man ibn Thabit, and he died 158 after Hijrah. He was born 70, he died 150. Nu'man ibn Thabit, Abu Hanifa, the Imam that you know. After him, Abu al-Hasan al-Shibani,
الإمام أبو يوسف يعقوب أنقل الإمام الطبري الإمام القرطبي الإمام الطحاوي ابن الأكيدة الطحاوية الاعتصام التوحيد تثير ربوبية وهي أسماء صفات سجارة عليه عمل السلف الصالح عرف بتكراء القرآن وبجريان عمل السلف الصالح عليه It is known by استقراء القرآن And by the fact that the early Muslims have always ever mentioned Tawheed to be of three categories. I hope that this point is clear. Tawheed has Rububiyya, Uluhiyya, Al-Asma' wa Sifat. How are they affirmed? We just explained. From the Istiqra of Quran, from Jariyan Amal Salaf Salih. Jariyan Amal Salaf Salih, what was common amongst the ulama that they were just doing, they were doing. Each of them came and he said the same thing. The other one came and said the same thing. You don't make mukhalaf. Don't come and contradict them. May Allah protect them. The Shaykh said further, back to our books. He says, وَنُؤْمِنُ بِوَحْدَانِيَّتِهِ فِي ذَلِكِ وَنُؤْمِنُ بِوَحْدَانِيَّتِهِ فِي ذَلِكِ We believe also, we believe in His oneness in all of these. We believe in the oneness of Allah in His Rububiyya. We believe in the oneness of Allah in His Uluhiyya. We believe in the oneness of Allah in His Asma wa Sifat. We explain them, we come back to, what does it mean to believe that Allah is one regarding this thing? It says, وَنُؤْمِنُ بِوَحْدَانِيَّتِهِ فِي ذَلِكِ We believe in Allah's oneness regarding these three things. That is to say, بِأَنَّهُ لَا شَرِكَ لَهُ We believe that He does not have an associate with Him. فِي رُبُوبِيَّتِهِ in His رُبُوبِيَّة That is, Allah does not have an associate that with whom He created His dunya. Allah does not have an associate that is sending down rain, I don't know. Allah does not have an associate in providing us air. I've always ever wondered about this. How is it that in the air it is only oxygen that is going through our nose? And inside the air there is nitrogen. He didn't put nitrogen into our nose. And we don't have fractional distillation column on our noses. So how is it that it is just oxygen that we are breathing? ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ That is how your Lord behaves. And every authority is with Him. He is alone in doing that. He does not have anybody. They are just shaykh. In His rububiyya. وَلَا فِي أُلُوهِيَّتِهِ Likewise, He does not have an associate in worship. Don't think of the judge Allah does not want. We'll be worshipping you together. Worship Allah alone. Allah alone. Imaleo Piyama Shoro. Afiyani Kyo Bafo Ola. Or whoever you have to be. Allah, we can adjust it. Don't say that again. Your Bafo Ola. It's common amongst them. That being a Muslim does not prevent you from celebrating masquerade, which is shame. Except the fact that the person does not want to spend money. That's why you don't want to spend money. So you are saying that to celebrate masquerade is shame. Don't say it again. Let's be doing it together. No. Don't say that again. Also, we say, along canal, I don't just if you don't say that again. Our own Lord is alone. وَلَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ وَلَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ That is the man's God. The man's God was born. The man's God came out of the womb of a woman. That man's God, what he calls God, eats food and drink. And Allah told us that مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ I don't eat and drink. وَهُوَ يُطْعِمُ وَلَا يُطْعَمُ Allah thinks it's not fair. The other man's God eats food and drinks water. He gets tired. He sleeps and then he wept. He was made on the cross as they say. He died for 3 days as they say. What would they say along to another? Don't you stop that? Don't say it again. And then they worship that one and call him God. Don't say it again. Allah has attributes that he describes himself and he has names. Allah is not Jesus. One of the names of Al-Asma and Sifat of Allah is not Jesus. So don't say Allah cannot, I don't think it's wrong. Don't say it again as a Muslim. And let that be your subconscious in your mind. So in Allah's Uluhiyah, Allah being the deity, nobody is contesting it with him, subhanAllah. He is not equal in it. He is not sharing it with anybody. He alone must be worshipped, subhanAllah. وَلَا فِي أَسْمَائِهِ. Likewise, in his name, they belong to him alone. Allah alone is Allah. Allah alone is Ar-Rahman. Allah alone is Ar-Rabb. Allah alone is Al-Azim. Allah alone is Al-Jabbar. We will come back to these names. What do they mean? Because from the aspects of Iman in Asma Allah wa Sifat is we have to be acting by the implications of these names as Muslims. We'll come back to them inshallah. So the Shaykh said, we believe in Allah that He is alone in His Rububiyyah, in His Uluhiyyah, and in His Asma wa Sifat. That La Sharika Lahu Fiha. Allah does not have a Sharik, an associate regarding these things. There is a pointer here that he has mentioned gently. All along he was affirming. Here he is negative. They were no men of the Anna who can Rububiyyah. No men of the Rububiyyah. We believe in Allah's Rububiyyah. We believe in Allah's Uluhiyyah. We believe in Allah's Asma and Sifat. And then here he says, we also believe that in all these things, nobody is shared. This no, this nothing. The first one he was making was Isbat. Let me give us an example. They were standing in the hall. This sentence. They was standing in the hall. Does it mean that Zayd alone is the one standing in the hall? Zayd was standing in the hall. If Zayd and Umar were standing in the hall, and I said Zayd is standing in the hall, does it negate that Umar was standing? If I say Zayd was standing, no one else except Zayd was standing, no one else, nothing. No one else except Zayd was standing in the hall. Is it different from Zayd was standing in the hall? Barakallahu fiqh. Zayd was standing in the hall. You are affirming that Zayd was standing. It doesn't mean that another thing is not standing. Because our people have had this wrong belief about Allah's Uluhiyyah, Rububiyyah, and Asma Sifat. Maybe. That was why you will see somebody who is an imam of a masjid, and yet, Oloyologboni. Because they affirm ibadah for Allah. Now, I love you. But, Ugonyeleko. That tawheed is wrong. The tawheed that is correct is the one you affirm for Allah alone, and you reject any other thing apart from Allah. So when he said Zayd is standing in the hall, any other person may be standing. But when he said no one else except Zayd is standing in the hall, you have affirmed that nobody was standing except Zayd. This is Tawheed. If you say Allah is one and only, He is one in His Rububiyyah, He is one in His Uluhiyyah, in His names and His attributes, it's one. You must add La Sharika Lahu. Because another person too may be one in all of these. So until we say La ilaha illallah, this is nafyu and what is bad. We bring it to Tawheed. And that is Tawheed, Uluhiyya. It must be employed in every aspect of Tawheed. In the Rububiyya, Allah is Rabbul Alameen, wa la Rabba Siwa. And there is no Rabb except Him. In His Uluhiyya, Allah is Al-Ilah, the only one worthy of worship. In truth, wa la ilaha ghayruhu. And there is no anyone that must be worshipped besides Allah. In His name, Allah is the only one that is Allah. There is no any other one that is Allah. As you Allah, you must do what? You must reject. Let's go to Surah Al-Ikhlas. It is also Surah Al-Tawheed. Go. The call said, Huwa Allahu Ahad. Allah is one. He is one. Affirmation, go. Allahu Samad. He is absolutely independent of all things. Allah is absolutely independent of all things. That is absurd. It is also apparent. He now said, Lam Yal Kobi, I did not have a child. I don't have a child. Lam Yal, he has not given birth to a child. He's rejecting. Walam Yulad, and he was not born. Walam يَقُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. And there is nothing that is co-equal with him. So he says this surah, we call Surah Al-Tawheed. He affirms for himself and he rejects. Are you with me, ikhwan? Tawheed is Tawheed when it is affirming for Allah and rejecting. So you affirm what he affirms. And then you reject what he rejects. This is Bab Asma Allah wa Sifat. But even in Uluhiyya or Rububiyya, we affirm Rububiyya for him alone and reject it regarding any other thing. Okay, let us go to this again. Zoroastrian fire worshipper. They have two gods. The first one are Ahura Mazda. Mazda, M-A-Z-D-A, Ahura. They believe that that created light, so they refer to it as the God of light. They have the second one, Azraminu, they call it. The one that created darkness. You can browse it if you like, but be careful. So how many gods? One created light, one created God, one created darkness. And creation is from the aspect of Rububiyya. So here, he shares Rububiyya into two, between Ahura Mazda and Azraminu. As Muslim, creation is for Allah alone. It is not for any other thing except who? Allah. Okay. There is good and bad in the world. Who created them? Allah created all things. Brothers and sisters, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay'in. What you call bad, Allah created it. You are the one calling it bad. Everything that Allah has made is good. And you are calling it bad because your knowledge and wisdom is small. I gave us one example at the beginning, Ko. So, when making tawheed in these three things, we must be making a nephew while it's back. Get the word. Nephew. N-A-F-Y. If you cannot write it in Arabic. If you can write it in Arabic, no, Fahun and Yamu. Nephew. And then it's back. I-C-H-B-A-T. It's back. Affirmation. You make it back. You affirm. And then you make a nephew. You reject. You affirm perfection and loftiness for Allah. And then you reject deficiencies regarding him. And we'll employ this in every aspect, in Rububiyya, in Uluhiyya, and in Asma Sifat. So, La ilaha illallah does not mean to go back and follow, or back up. Or back up. La ilaha illallah means to go back and see just a sophie, a shitani, Allah.
There is no deity, there is no God, Jesus. There is no deity deserving of worship except Allah. You see, you make tawhid. You reject father, you affirm who? Allah. It's tawhid. Reject and affirm. Reject all other. To affirm who? Rabbul Alam. How did the one who did not create, how will it want to be worshipped? You didn't create anybody. Why do you want people to worship you? You did not create anybody. So why do you want people to worship you? Ulama always say, like I said, Rububiyya is dalil for uluhiyya. Let's stop at that. What is now the proof for these three things? We've been mentioning proof. We are coming back to the Sheikh's book. He said, قال الله تعالى, all what I have said, Allah said regarding them, رب السماوات والأرض. The Allah says He is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth. What aspect of Tawheed do you think He's talking about? Rububiyya, Rabb السماوات والأرض. That is the creator of heavens and earth, the owner of the heavens and earth, the provider for the heavens and earth, the disposer of the affairs of the heaven and earth, the one who will destroy the heaven and earth, the one who will resurrect the creatures. You see now, all of this inside the Rububiyya. The Rabb as-samawati wal-ard wa ma baynahuma. I watched when the last team, are they back? Those who went to International Space Center, are they back? Are they back? I don't know. I knew the day they went and I've been following them up. You remember, including the group, are they back? Okay. When on that journey they were going, I said, Allahu Akbar. All of these ones, we are just still traversing between Samahu Dunya. How do we know it is Samahu Dunya? He told us, وَلَقَدْ بَيَّنَّا سَمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَا تَرْضِيشَ. Al-Imam al-Shinkiti rahimahullah. The زَيَّنَّا سَمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا means the outer part of the earthly heaven, Samahu Dunya. If you like, the closest heaven, dunya. The closest heaven or the earthly heaven, zayyanna. The outer part of it, we designed it, the masabih, with lamps. All those bodies we are seeing, Allah called them lamps, masabih, misbah, lamps, atupa. So, they say there are 12 stars, 1 million years ago, there is 12 stars. They are talking about this thing, Samahu Dunya. Yes, everything within the heavens and the earth, Allah says, I'm the Rabb for them. Subhanahu, Allah is Al-Azim, Lothar. Say so, fa'budhu, they are just him. Allah is the one who owns all of these. He created them, He sustains them. The gas they burn, hydrogen, helium, and all of these they burn, as they say. Who put them there? Allah. Who knows their half life and their full life? Allah subhanahu. Allah says, "Fa'budhu." Therefore, worship Him. Which aspect of Tawheed is this? Uluhiyya. Not just that, because worship is what. There are some of the Muslims. If they are fitna, they don't worship Allah. It's from the weakness of faith. The only time we worship Allah, yes, then everything is nice. That hijab, I can wear hijab, but at least let me have a car, let me have a husband that can drive me, that will start giving condition for Allah. The one who made you be able to say what you are saying. He's the one you are giving condition. 2 days ago, I was in a hospital with a child with malaria. They rushed the boy, get it. The mother, the sister, the brother, they carried him. You know the problem? He stopped talking. And you are talking, you are giving Allah conditions to obey Him. You are very bold. May Allah protect us. You are hearing, you are giving Allah conditions. You can see, you are giving Him conditions. You are breathing, you are giving Him conditions. May Allah protect us. So Allah gave you all these things. Worship Him. فَعْبُدْهُ وَاسْتَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ. He didn't say wasbir. Istibar. Sabr is patience, but istibar is steadfastness. Patience for other than that. وَاسْتَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ. And be steadfast. Don't come on the hacking. It is sweet, ibad. It is bitter, ibad. It is in between, ibad. That one must not go. Brother, why didn't you come up for lunch? I was hungry yesterday. They say Allah is the provider of food. They are not giving you food. They say you should come. Don't do that. It can take your speech too. So you stop us. When they come, they demonstrate to you mercy. You say, that man, you need like if you take that one too. I have seen something like that. So when they come, you shake your head. He gives you tonsillitis and you can't move the neck. And then you are clean. What can you do next? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-Azim. So fa'budhu wa sabir li ibadatihi. If you are in a condition, he can fight it more. You will still be needing to thank him. He may not kill him quickly. He give you one breathing problem, bronchitis. You can't move your head, may Allah protect. The eyes are not working. The ears are defective. The hand is not moving. And he has problem breathing. What will he do? Ẹ jẹ́ ká jókòó wá jẹ́ o. So worship Allah. And he can open it all up. You enjoy everything. So let's not make the circumstance, the condition, what determines what we do. If I do this, I'll do this one. No, don't do that with Allah. Submit to him in his intent. I want to be doing that, but at least I want to achieve something. Who are you giving that condition to? Something you don't have control over. 2 weeks ago, I have an in-law. May Allah forgive her. Direct in-law, not foul. Between 4 a.m. and 4:15, she died. She just called her husband. I can't read it again. The husband told the children, call the neighbor. They called the neighbor before they got to the hospital. She was gone. And she wrote an exam. That day we were putting her in the grave, the result of the exam came out. Her friends brought the paper to the website. I smiled and said, put it inside the grave with her. Will it benefit her? Don't give Allah condition to worship him. He is controller of everything, he is disposer of affairs. And don't make the condition you are what determines what you want to do. If Allah does it, I will do it. If he does not do it, then I will not do it. Don't do that with Allah. Especially regarding the matters that are obligated to you. May Allah make it easy for us. We are looking at the verse. It says, رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا تَوْحِيدُ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ فَعْبُدْهُ وَاصْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ. So worship Allah and be firm. Be steadfast upon the worship of Allah. He asked us, هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّةِ. Do you find anything who is equal with Allah in his names and his attributes? سَمِيَّةِ. What tawheed is this? Tawheed al-sifat. So in this verse, رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْعَرْضِ تَوْحِيدُ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فَاعْبُدْهُ. Tawheed al-ibadah. Tawheed al-uluhiyyah can also be called what? Tawheed al-ibadah. فَاعْبُدْهُ وَاصْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ. All of these ibadah. هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّةِ. Tawheed al-asma'i wa-sifat. I'll stop here inshallah. Because the next verse is bigger. We are going to go into the meaning of Ayatul Kursi. What does it mean? And from it we want to deduce Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, and al-Asma'u wa al-Sifah. I'd like to stop here, inshallah. If there are one, two questions. Somebody said, why are we discussing Aqeedah to Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah and not Aqeedah to Muslim? Because the Muslim, correct Muslim, is the one that is from among the Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. If a person is not from the Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, it's not the correct Muslim, underline it. If a person is not from among the Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, is not a correct Muslim. So, unless you mean Aqeedah tul Muslim, where your alif wallah will mean the ahad, al Muslim, the one that Muslim that Allah talks about, the legacy of the Muslim. Because there are Muslims, the Muslim Burugu. There are Muslims claiming Iman, Gidi, and Burugu fake and original. So to say Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah is like saying original Muslim. We explained that at the beginning of this discussion. Allah commands us to unite and be one. We will call it people Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, not a way of dividing the Ummah. Yes, it's a way of dividing the Ummah to good and bad. And they are actually good and bad. يُمَيِّزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. So good, bad, good, separate, bad, separate. When did this kind of division start? After the companion, bad in the time of the companion. Would you believe that some people will say that somebody like Ali would have started to kafir? Okay, two groups of Muslims. One say Ali is this Ali ibn Abi Talib. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says Ali is in Jannah. The first human being to accept Islam was Ali ibn Abi Talib. They say first man, but he was a small boy at the time. Okay. The Khalidiyya say it's coming. So, what is Iman? If Ali ibn Abi Talib does not know Iman such that he is not a kafir, what is Iman? And Allah has told us that radiallahu anhu is from among the muhajirun. It's from among those, Allah says, ulaika hum as-sadiqun. Those are those who are truthful with their iman. Some Muslims come and say, Chief Ali say keferini. Okay, so we have two Muslims. One Muslim, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, Abdullah ibn Abbas, and those with them. Because when Ibn Abbas went to discuss with the Khawarij, that was one question he asked them. For you people to know that you are wrong, show me one companion among you. Ibn Abbas, he told the Khawarij in their camp, because they were in a camp at Harura. He went to Harura. This discussion between Ibn Abbas and the Khawarij, dear brother, it requires sirasa. We will find a lot of fawaid manhajiya inside it. Dirasa, study. The discussion between Abdullah ibn Abbas and the Khawarij in their tent. Wallahi, it requires discussion. But not today, not here. Anyway, Allah gives the permission, inshallah, we'll discuss it. So one of what he told them, show me one companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam amongst you. The question I'll ask, why does he want to use the fact that they don't have a companion with them as evidence that they are wrong? So that they go correct, why? Because the index of correctness in Islam are who? Companions. Where you see companions, stay there. That is the meaning of Jama'ah. The question I'll ask this question is, was the Ummah divided then or not? Was it divided that time or not? Ali ibn Abi Talib and the rest of the companions. And then the Khawarij. Were they divided or not? How do you differentiate between the two? This somebody asked, where do you belong to? Ah, I belong to wherever the companions are. If you say this, what you are saying is that you are Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah. So let it be let you what you don't do. You do not, are we not for that? You don't need your big body. The mixture is still there. Amongst us, don't we have friends in schools who say people are Catholic? You don't have people like that amongst you. They are upon the same thing that those people were upon who were saying that Ali ibn Abi Talib, ibn Abbas and others were upon Kufu. And that is how it will be till the day of judgment. The Prophet Muhammad, and I'll end that question with that. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, ستفترق أمتي على 73 فرقة. My Ummah, Islam, Muslims should be divided into 73. And that is also there, O Sallallahu. So one Islam or one brother. So we Muslims, why are we divided into Ahlu Sunnah and Ahlu Sunnah? They are already divided before you were born. Your duty in the division is to find a safe place to stay. Because he said, Kulluha finnar, the entirety of the 73 in the Muslim Ummah will be in the fire. Illa wahida, except one. They asked him, Ma hiya ya Rasulallah? He said, Hiya ma ana alayhi al-yawm wa ashab. That one is what I am upon, that is sunnah wa ashabi jama'ah. So your duty. I always say, 1 million organization of Muslim associations cannot unite the Muslims. So, one society, another society, all their amigos now meet. So, you know, we, all the organization, we need to be creating a platform for our heart. You cannot unite the Ummah. The Jama'ah is what everybody should join. What is that Jama'ah? مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ الرَّسُولُ وَأَصْحَابُهُ. Everybody should join the Jama'ah. Which Jama'ah is that? The Jama'ah that the Prophet is our leader. And the companions are the people that we are following in everything that we do. That is Al-Jama'ah. Let me stop here. It says, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
I think we are resuming that resolution. Okay.